Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. We were discussing the four cups, and just to think about when we talk about what one drinks for the four cups are a very strong expression of our freedom, of our statement of freedom through the Exodus from Egypt. Of course, we lean when we drink the four cups, and it's important that the item that we're drinking be something which properly expresses that freedom. In halacha, wine is considered to be an elevated drink. And that's why, if at all possible, one should drink wine for the four cups. Even among wine, red wine is far preferred to white wine. That's for two reasons. The Gemara has a pasuk it cites that shows that red wine is considered to be the ideal wine in general. And another reason why we prefer red wine for the Seder is it reminds us of the blood which Paro spilled of the Jewish babies. Okay, so the optimal situation would be a person filling the cup with red wine. Is white wine acceptable? White wine is acceptable. If someone prefers white wine, if it happens to be the wines that one has in the home, the white wine is more tasty to the person, it would be acceptable to use white wine. But if at all possible, if one could get their hands on a red wine that they enjoy, red wine would be far preferred. Even when one uses white wine, one should try to mix in at least a little bit of red to recall memories of the blood from Egypt. If someone is not up to drinking 100% wine, it would be fine to mix in some grape juice, and it would even be fine to mix in some water. Another option would be to drink grape juice if someone wasn't up to wine, and you could even mix some water into the grape juice. But if at all possible to drink fully wine, that would really be the best. If someone is not even up to drinking grape juice, they should ask a shaila as to what specific drinks they should use. We mentioned before that if one is using white wine, they should have some red wine in the mix. There's an interesting question that comes up, which touches on questions around the year in Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's somewhat unique to the Seder, which is as follows. We normally hold Ein Sfiya Ba'ochlin, that there's not a problem of coloring when it comes to food and drinks. In other words, if I'm trying to find something to eat with my fish on Shabbos, and I have some mixture of horseradish and mayonnaise, and it happens to color the mayonnaise, that's not an issue because I'm not trying to come up with a special color for the mayonnaise. I'm just trying to have my food taste good, and that's fine. Specifically at the Seder, there are opinions that are more sensitive for the very reason that we discussed before. You're trying to have an element of red in your cup to remind of the blood. It's more than just mixing tastes that happens to change the color. And therefore, there are those who are more strict about color specifically at the Seder. What would one do? If one pours white wine into the cup first, then pouring red wine is coloring the white wine. It would be far preferable to pour the red wine, even if it's a small amount, to pour the red wine into the cup first. Then, when one pours white wine in, they're not coloring the red wine, they're merely somewhat diluting it, but they're not bringing a strong color to the red wine. Another halacha to keep in mind in the context of the four cups is that in order to be yotze, someone has to drink from the four cups al ha-seder, meaning in the order prescribed at the seder. If someone has a lot going on seder night, it would not be acceptable to sit down, drink all four cups, have some matzah, and then excuse oneself. One has to do it in the basic order of the seder. So that's just a good halacha to keep in mind. Another halacha to keep in mind in the context of the mitzvah of the four cups is one is not supposed to interrupt during the drinking. It's fine if one can't drink all of the contents in one gulp and needs to put, you know, take a gulp and then drink again, that's fine, but one shouldn't be speaking in between, and one, within reason, should try to drink as quickly as possible. I'm intentionally not going to speak about time limitations in this series. I think it gets people a little bit too crazy. That's not our goal here. But the basic point is one should not be speaking while one is drinking the cup, and one should be focused on drinking the cup. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.